It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. My lovely podcast friends, how are you doing? How's the week going on? The week is in half, and let me know how the profitable moments of your week were going. I sincerely hope that you had a lot of profitable moments and the energy is high and the fun is high. For me, it's all going the proper way. The reports are getting ready or are ready and need to be the final checks on the translation, and then they can be released, and then the discount period starts. So get yourself in. It's never too late for a good discount, at least in my opinion. So let's have a quick look. As you probably will know by now, I'm gonna do some interviews, and you could suggest your questions about collapse, how to call it the doom boom investing, how to profit from the collapse of the dollars with cryptocurrencies and blockchain with Vincent Avers, healthy travel and more of those yummy things we're gonna chat about. On today's show, we're going to talk about the Visa Cashless Business Challenge. We have a comment from me on what's happening in the city in Amsterdam about some Dutch media, which was really, really, really terrible. And the Trump moment is obviously on Obamacare and what's happening with Obamacare and what to do and what's next for it and how should Trump move on. That's all in this show. And if you have a question, if there's anything you'd like to know, I would simply say send me a tweet. You can tweet me to @Lodewijkhof, or you can leave a comment below at SoundCloud and tell me what you think about it. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Yeah. As I said to you before the show, the Visa has a challenge on the cashless business. It means that for 50 restaurants that they go out, they'll have a challenge. It's really easy. Some restaurants get $500,000 if they go completely cashless, and Visa will help them with it. And the idea is that cashless will make it safe, better, and all those things. However, to be clear, I'm not really a big supporter of it. Actually, I'm really against it, and the reason is easy. It's just a new way that there is a big war on the cash. And what we need is, let me be clear, it's great that there is Visa. What Visa is offering is a good product, it's a good offering. However, what we need more is more payment options. I mean, what if something happens and the Visa system is down, or the American Express system is down, or the MasterCard system is down? And the side effect of all these things is that they keep going and going. And definitely you build up a big credit card debt, but what in my opinion is more worse about it, that you don't have an option to do your payments outside the eyes of the government. That's really what freaks me out. And the reason it freaks me out is that you see a global tendency to go cashless. And to give you an idea, in Sweden most banks don't distribute cash, so you have to go digital with your money. And this is one of the reasons that the cryptocurrencies are so extremely popular, is that cryptocurrencies are way more safe than that the government issued, central bank issued currencies are. If you ask me about the benefit of a currency issued by a government, and it's just as handy to measure. Otherwise, let's say that you want to buy a kilogram of gambas. Well, what should you give in a return if you're a painter? A paint? Should you give them some of your painting work to get the press present, or a pencil, or some whatever? So that's really handy. And I'm just wondering, when will we get a physical currency issued by a government who's easily backed by gold? And my idea is that this is going to be the Chinese. They are working on something like it. They have a big gold supply, and they could partly back the RMB with gold, and that would at once make it the safest currency in the world. And like we see with Switzerland, what the safe, stable currency backed by gold did for the economy. It made the Swiss economy really reliable, and it's one of the reasons that I really think that everyone simply needs a Swiss private banker. Yes, you need your Swiss private bank account, and you desire it. Just admit that you want a banker that is there for your interest, at least that he says, because definitely he is there for the interest of the bank and to make money out of you. But moreover, what we need is a banker who knows what he is doing, and that's something that I sometimes doubt that we get. What you see with Visa thing, there are benefits and there are side effects, and for me it's easy. I don't want the government to know what I pay where, and on the Visa credit card slip they can see it, they see everything, they can know everything, and I don't like it. And okay, for Visa it's interesting because they will make a lot more profit, and if you buy food at a restaurant or a takeaway, it's one of the few places where cash is the big thing. Cash is what they do. And what though, if they would be capable of getting the currencies out and cash money out and simply go for digital money, yes, it would mean big profits and big dividends. So you could have a look and simply check it out on an investment in Visa, MasterCard or American Express. But that's simply something that you have to check out yourself. I'm not endorsing it. But the big problem is, and if you say what a lot of people say, that you have nothing to hide, then I say everyone has something to hide. And what if the regime changes? What if you are at once an opponent? I'm not sure if people can remember it or not, and even know it. But you had in the United States, you had the Tea Party scandal, and basically it meant that organizations who were critical of that moment the Obama administration were being harassed by the tax agencies to keep them silent. And it was an active policy, an active attempt to shut down the Tea Party. So for example, if a church had the tax exempt status and the church was in an area that was Republican voting, and let's face it, quite some areas are, we saw it with the victory of Trump, then they had to provide in advance a paper copy of the speeches that they would make and preach in the church. And yeah, that makes no sense, because why should the tax agency check the church, check if you what you are saying in advance? And by harassing companies who were offering services and attacking companies who are making advantage of smart legal loopholes that cost the world in America quite some business. And do you like, and the question that you need to ask yourself is easy, do you really trust your government no matter who is running the government? So think about this, regime change. You had Obama, who was attacking the Tea Party, and now you got Trump, and Trump is really supportive of the Tea Party and really an expression of the Tea Party and the Trump movement is happening. So think about it and send me your thoughts, send me your ideas on it. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum, hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. Yeah, and there was on the news recently in the Netherlands. There you had an artist. The artist is living in Amsterdam and he said, well, the city has people who keep the town safe and make sure that criminality goes down. So as an artist, I will grab some balloons, make a puppy for them, and as a small present, just as a gesture, a small easy gesture, that's all. And so he made one, gave it to the first one, and that's it. He made the second one, but the balloon exploded. Okay, an accident could happen. So he grabs a balloon, makes another one, he gives it to the woman working there for the city of Amsterdam, and the woman simply asked, can I get your ID? And he just asked why, and she said, I'm gonna give you a fine because the balloon exploded and you dropped it on the ground. And just think about this. If you want to know why people don't like the police or those who are supposed to tackle criminality, this is a good reason why. This is why they don't, why people do it. And what, so the guy got a fine of 140 euros, even after he just grabbed a balloon that exploded, and the woman said, well, there is probably some remaining, so you get your fine. So he took his ID, he showed her his ID, and she said, I want to have it for a picture, and he just said no. And the bottom result is he gets a fine of 140 euros for giving a small gesture to someone protecting the safety. And this makes no sense. I mean, Amsterdam is a town full of drugs, prostitution, do something on those things. But no, that's too complicated, that's too difficult. And if you consider that Amsterdam is a really leftist town, then you see what leftist things happen. And it's late night the talk show on the Dutch Public Broadcasting, she aired it, that's where I got it from, I must admit it. So I got it from Jinek. And what I was just wondering, why did they make the face of the woman who was showing here her impersonation of total bullshit policy? Just policy that makes no bloody sense and just makes sure that we all can ask ourselves one question. Is your mom really proud of you, or is he feeling ashamed for you? I can imagine so terribly good that her parents are ashamed. I mean, from all the problems in Amsterdam, drugs, prostitution, hardcore criminals are fighting a war. The airport has a shortage of security people. Yeah, well, I don't think that This is the way you treat people for giving them a gesture, just a small present. And you can say it, but you can say there are rules. Yeah, well, then let me give you an example of Eindhoven. There was a woman I know where she is smoking. Bad for her, but good for the tax agency and good for the money that they spent on her. And what she was doing, she was smoking, and a city of Eindhoven employee was talking to her because she was not allowed to drop a cigarette on the ground, which she was not doing. And he said about it that he wanted to give her a fine when she does it, because it could start a fire. Well, that you don't have too many to drop a cigarette makes sense due to the fire. But then, don't say you want to give a fine, simply say it's not allowed, and if they do, simply give them a fine. But if the guy had just opened his eyes, he could see where people were starting two small fires at the same time. And I'm just wondering, can we trust people doing things like this? Can we trust an organization, government, with people who, it seems to be the case, simply don't have the capacity in their brains that sometimes it's best to leave something? I mean, are those people going to work and really think, like, yeah, I'm gonna make some people, give them some problems, I'm gonna ruin the days of people. Yeah, I'm proud of myself, my kids can be proud of me, I ruin the days of people. It's my mission in life to ruin the days of people who pay tax money that pay my salary for. Yeah, that's my mission in life. I mean, and when I hear those cases, I always have to think about an episode of South Park, where they make Eric Cartman the kid who has to guard the hallway, and he simply turns into a small aide of Hitler. And that's what you see with all those government employees. If you give them a small piece of power, then the next goal is, how can I be more efficient and better than aide of Hitler? And it's so sad. I mean, they should be really helping people. There are a lot of people, when there are a lot of problems, help those people. I mean, do that, not those things. It's so sad, but well, that's the government in the Netherlands, and that's why I sincerely say that it's time to crack the government down, and it's time to ruin the government the legal route. But what do you think about it? You can send me a tweet me at Lodewijkhof, or simply leave a comment below. It happened. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union. The people have spoken and created an unprecedented happening. This creates great investment opportunities. They are outlined in the Profitable Brexit Report. You can find it at hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit, and during the introduction week you receive a 50% discount. So, join the highway to profitable Brexit momentum. hofprofit.com/profitablebrexit. Cryptocurrencies are hot. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the initial coin offerings. It's time to find the profitable cryptos. It's time to become a winning crypto investor. Don't be a money loser on cryptocurrencies. The Extreme Crypto Profit Report helps you with ready to go for investments in cryptos. Join a group of profitable crypto investors on hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits and receive a 50% introduction discount during the introduction week. hofprofit.com/cryptoprofits. And you hear the sound, so you definitely know what this sound means. The tune is on, it's the Trump moment. Now you can say your day is complete because you had your daily Trump moment. Anyway, and the Trump moment goes obviously about the two healthcare issues he had in politics. He tried to simply repeal Obamacare partly. So basically he said it's time to stop with the system that's not functioning. Let's simply get the parts that are not working in the system out and improve the system and make it financially responsible. And the politicians said no, and that's really, I think it's a pity, because it would be so great if they would simply repeat it at least partly. But after that he simply said, well, in that case we're gonna rebuild completely. as was requested by the Freedom Causes, led by Rand Paul, and definitely the hardcore conservative thinkers also support this. And I'm just... And that also failed, and that's so sad. I mean, what you got at this moment is a healthcare system with people who decide if you can live or you can die, based on politics, like you see in Charlie Gard case. What we need, and what the world needs, is an efficient healthcare system, preferred, operated by private companies and private people, because they can decide and innovate more efficient and more quickly. It's time to get the latest medical innovation in. It's time to be a birthplace for new medicines and new treatments. And while the shrimp moment's on, let me have a quick snap of my tea. Yeah, and the tough question is, what's next? What are they gonna do with Obamacare? And you could likely, what they simply say, they're gonna manage it so terrible that when the next elections are there, and that's over approximately 18 months, then the people will simply demand that it's terminated, because it makes them sick, literally. It costs people's life. And how many parents do like the idea of burying their kids and have a memorial service for a kid just because of the fact that the healthcare system is not working? It's really terrible, but it's really good politics. So the chance that this happens is really high. And then it's time, what should go in place for it? I mean, for me it's easy. I think that should be done a lot more on exercise, healthy food, and change it by that way the system, and reduce the need to medical treatments, and basically grab a system like Singapore, where they are the birthplace and really innovative and have a short moment from inventing to getting it on the market, and simply make it a more market. I mean, if there are a lot of people but not so much money, then that's a market you could cover, and you could sell products to them. A market like that would work, and could work on an efficient manner, and then you don't need government subsidies or government interventions. That would make the system more better for everyone, so no one has to pay for each other, and the collective system works better, and the system of a company is always better than the government. Definitely, that's what capitalism proves all the time. And I'm just wondering, why are people against repealing Obamacare? Why are people against stopping a socialistic system? I mean, we saw what socialism did in Venezuela, where the people literally see their kids dying from the hunger. Is this what we need? I mean, is this what the world needs? I sincerely hope not. That was the lovely Trump moment. The Trump moment is also the end of the show. It means the program is over. Tomorrow we're gonna have a lot more fun. Let me know what you think about it, and you can tweet me at Lodewijkhof or leave your comment below. And don't forget to check the reports who are heavily advertised in the show, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Cheers, mates!